Hey everyone, it's Novaline here, and welcome back to Unfollowed, the place where we ditch the digital drama and get real about rewiring our brains for focus, one epic episode at a time. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super relevant. Mindful social media use for self-care. You know that feeling when you scroll through your feed, starting with good intentions, but suddenly 2 hours have vanished. You feel drained, not energized, and kinda lost in the digital abyss. Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a way to reclaim those precious moments and actually use social media as a tool for self-care instead of a source of stress. Sound good? Let's do this. First up, let's talk about setting intentional boundaries. It's all about consciously deciding how much time you want to spend online and sticking to it. Ever heard the phrase "less is more"? This applies to social media big time. Think of your time like a precious resource you wouldn't just give away hours without thinking, right? So why do we do that with our digital lives? Schedule specific times for checking social media, maybe during breaks or after dinner. Use those awesome timer apps if you need help staying on track. Trust me, your brain and your sanity will thank you later. Next up, curate your feed like a boss. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative, jealous, or just plain blah. Remember, social media should be inspiring and uplifting, not a platform for comparison games. Think of it like this. Your feed is your digital garden. You wouldn't plant weeds in your garden, would you? So why invite negativity into your online space? Surround yourself with accounts that spark joy, creativity, or simply make you smile. Now, let's talk about mindful scrolling. When you are on social media, actually be present. Pay attention to how certain posts make you feel. Do they inspire you? Energize you? Or leave you feeling drained? If it's the latter, scroll past. You don't owe anyone a reaction or engagement unless it genuinely resonates with you. Remember, your time and energy are precious, so spend them wisely. Ever heard of the digital detox? It's basically taking a break from all screens for a set period. Think of it as giving your brain a much-needed reset. Even just an hour or two away from social media can make a world of difference. You might be surprised how much you accomplish, how much you relax, and how much more present you feel in real life when you're not glued to your phone. Finally, remember that self-care is about being kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, we all do. Just recognize it, get back on track, and keep practicing those mindful habits. Social media can be a powerful tool for connection, inspiration, and learning, but only when we use it intentionally. You got this. Okay, so let's imagine this. It's a Friday night. Your friends are all out having fun, and you're scrolling through Instagram, seeing everyone's perfect weekend plans. Suddenly, you feel a wave of FOMO wash over you, the fear of missing out. You start to compare yourself to others, wishing you were doing something more exciting. Sound familiar? But what if, instead of getting sucked into that comparison spiral, you took a different approach? What if you put your phone down, turned on some music, and did something that truly nourishes your soul? Maybe cooked a delicious meal, lit some candles, or even went for a walk in nature. That's mindful self-care. Remember, you are worthy of love, joy, and connection. Social media can be part of the picture, but it shouldn't define your worth or happiness. So take control of your digital life, choose what you consume wisely, and use those precious moments to cultivate a sense of peace, purpose, and well-being. I hope this episode has sparked some thought-provoking ideas for you. Remember, every small step you take towards mindful social media use is a win. Now, go out there and create your own digital oasis, one that empowers, inspires, and truly serves your well-being. Don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, or any mindful hacks you have in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, stay grounded, and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.